to raise more than $1 million for charity, and KTRS will be carrying that charity game. The Mizzou Tigers in Athens tomorrow to take on the fourth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Mizzou looking for its first SEC win, and the Bulldogs looking to go 7-0 on the season already. Pre-game coverage on the Big 550, 4:30 tomorrow, kickoff at 6:30. And the Blues back in action tomorrow night, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning in Tampa Bay. KTRS Time Saver Traffic Time.
Meet me.
Here's Tim Weiland at the KTRS Traffic Center. Tim.
Kent, they're still working with the accident on East on Highway 70 at 270. It's in the left lane, but really not a bad slowdown. People are off the pace, we'll call it, between the Earth City Expressway and that and 270. Then you've got some really heavy traffic in pockets from St. Charles Rock Road in through 170, and again from Hanley through Jennings Station Road. Southbound Highway 170 is slowing from Page down through Highway 40. You've got that incident that's been cleared on westbound 44 west of 141. You still have some pretty slow traffic from Highway 270 out through 141. Southbound 270 slow to stop and go in areas between Olive down through 44 and eastbound 40 downtown. That is slowing now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
The KTRS forecast, partly cloudy overnight with a low in the low 60s. Sunny tomorrow, the high near 90, then cooling off tomorrow night as a front comes through, bringing with it a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Showers continuing on Sunday, high low 60s, when then everything clears out by Monday when it should be sunny with a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 76 degrees, that's 508. From the Window World Studios at Westport, I'm Kent Martin, KTRS News.
This is how you know your weekend is officially underway. When we get to the time to play the Harris Challenge. Phone lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or on many smartphones, *KTRS gets you in as a free call. This is our topical trivia game, and we'll see if you were paying attention to the news this week. If you want to play, call me now. As long as you haven't been on in the last 60 days, you get a shot at prizes like a pair of Splatter Zone seats to Evil Dead the Musical this Tuesday, the 17th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Grandel Theater. Those seats, that pair of seats right there, that's $180 value. You can have that if you win the challenge today. Or you can have two tickets to Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes, which is coming to the Chaffetz Arena on October 26th. Or you can have a dozen donuts from Old Town Donuts in Florissant and Cottleville. Or you can have a gift card from Peroni's Pizza in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And if you get all the questions in your category correct, what we call a clean sweep, you will also get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, and online at Candici's.net. And you'll get the Breezy Buddy cooling pillow, the travel pillow with a fan inside that eliminates sweat and makes you look cool. You can get details on that online at BreezyBuddy.com. All right, let's go right to the phones and meet our first contestant. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Harris. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. Everybody who gets on to the Harris Challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the five-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for prearranged commercial endorsement time. Go right ahead.
Justin, I love you to my wife and daughter, Heather and Olivia.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories spin around until they get spit out here on the air. Category one is always, have you been paying attention? Category two, it happened on Friday the 13th. Or category three, the Supremes, but not with Diana Ross.
Then I have to stick with, have you been paying attention?
All right. You've got five questions in your category, starting with a one-pointer, working our way up to the five-pointer. You have 60 seconds to answer them. You can pass on any question and come back and pick it up later if you like, as long as there's still time before the buzzer sounds, because that's when I will tally up your points. And if you get 8 points or better, in other words, more than half of the available points, then you will be a winner today. Daryl, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 1980s TV series about rich oil families, the Colbys and the Carringtons, returned for a new run this week?
Dynasty.
Correct. Which major retailer announced this week it is closing all of its stores in Canada and laying off 12,000 workers?
Pass.
This week, the U.S. pulled out of the United Nations agency UNESCO. Besides the U and N, what do any two of the other letters in UNESCO stand for?
I have no idea. Go ahead and give me that answer.
I'll go to the four-pointer. At what university were 10 students charged this week after a fraternity hazing ritual that led to another student's death?
I'm usually so good. I have no idea.
Here's your five-pointer. What did a New Jersey man find in the pocket of an old shirt this week that made him a rich man?
A winning lottery ticket. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know.
No, that's correct. How about a guess? How about a guess on the retailer?
The retailer, never mind.
It's Sears. Sears Canada closing all of its stores there.
Okay.
UNESCO is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and the university with the hazing death was Louisiana State University. Daryl, you got the bookends of the one and the five, but that's only 6 points. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, yes, you do have to be punished. For today's punishment, I happened to be flicking around the TV the other day and came across a movie called Parenthood, which, of course, became a TV show. One of the stars of the movie Parenthood was Rick Moranis as one of the beleaguered parents who's also having relationship trouble with his wife. And he goes to her school to try to win her back by singing an old Carpenter song.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Every time you are near, just like me, they long to be close to you.
You're correct. Part of it was filmed in St. Louis.
Why do stars twinkle in the sky?
In the sky.
Every time you walk by, just like me, they long to be close to you.
All right, that's enough for now. Nice harmony there, Daryl, but you don't win anything, unfortunately.
Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it. Have a good day, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi. You want to plug something?
I'd like to say happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Okay. Here are the category choices for you, Andy. It happened on Friday the 13th. The Supremes not named Diana Ross. Or the new category, TV Academy Hall of Fame inductees. They just announced five new inductees this week.
I'll have to go with Friday the 13th, I guess.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Today is Friday the 13th. These are things that happened on previous Friday the 13th. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which London landmark was bombed by the Germans while Queen Elizabeth and King George VI were at tea on September 13th, 1940?
Tower of London.
Buckingham Palace. In what mountain range did a rugby team's turboprop plane crash on October 13th, 1972, killing many passengers and leaving the stranded survivors to eat the bodies of their teammates? I'm sorry? It was the Andes. In what city did rapper Tupac Shakur die of gunshot injuries on September 13th, 1996?
L.A.
Vegas. Near what European country did the cruise ship Costa Concordia run aground and fall over on January 13th, 2012, killing 32 people while the captain abandoned ship prematurely?
Greece.
Italy. Which of these did not happen to Welshman Bob Renfrey on Friday the 13th? Walk through a plate glass door, get fired from his job, or get run over by a bus? Take a guess.
Run over by a bus.
That's correct. He was not run over by a bus, but he was fired from his job. He did walk through a plate glass window. He also put his wife in the hospital after hitting her in the head with a stick meant for the dog on a Friday the 13th. And on another Friday the 13th, his wife fell down a flight of stairs. That's why Bob Renfrey announced to the world a few years ago, "I will never go outside my house on Friday the 13th," which may have led to his wife falling down the stairs. I don't know. Andy, that was the only one you got right for 5 points, and so I've got to punish you as well. Mr. Moranis?
On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden sunlight in your eyes so blue.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that. Thanks for calling, Andy.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend. We move on to our third contestant. Hello, Ed.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Take 5 seconds and exploit the airwaves.
This coming Tuesday is a huge birthday for my wife. She's hitting the big. I know she's not listening. She's hitting the big 6-0.
Okay. Congratulations to her.
Thank you.
That's 3/5 of the way to 100 years. That's an impressive thing to achieve.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You want to give your age, Ed?
2 years older, 62.
Okay. Here are your category choices. The Supremes, not named Diana Ross, TV Academy Hall of Fame inductees, or where was that?
I'll try the TV Hall of Fame inductees.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Ed, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Johnny Carson's number one guest host until he left to start, or until she left to start her own late show in 1986?
Joan Rivers.
Correct. Roy Christopher was art director for dozens of shows over 5 decades, including what Candace Bergen show in the 1990s?
Murphy Brown.
Correct. What's the name of the woman who has run Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, and How to Get Away with Murder?
Pass.
John Wells has been the showrunner on The West Wing, Shameless, and what long-running medical series that starred Anthony Edwards?
Pass.
The Academy has inducted the original 7 cast members of Saturday Night Live. For 1 point each, name 5 of them.
John Belushi, Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, Chevy Chase, and Bill Murray.
Bill Murray was not one of them.
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Shoot.
You got 4, but Lorraine Newman, Garrett Morris, and Gilda Radner were the other 3 original Not Ready for Primetime Players, as they were called, on what was originally called NBC's Saturday Night. And as a matter of fact, 2 nights ago was the anniversary of the very first episode, which was hosted by George Carlin. Let's see how you did here, Ed. You got the 1, you got the 2, you got 4 SNL stars. What you didn't know was that John Wells made ER with Anthony Edwards and George Clooney and Noah Wiley and many others. And Shonda Rhimes is the showrunner of How to Get Away with Murder and the others. So you got yourself 7 points there, Ed. I'm sorry, you're below the punishment threshold as well. Here we go.
It's why all the guys in town, follow you, all around, just like me, they long to be close to you.
All right, Ed, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You as well. Take care.
Let's see if we can get 1 winner today. Let's go to Todd as our next contestant. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Paul. Love your show.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and plug something.
I just want to say hi to my son, Ken. Hopefully he's at work and listening.
Okay. So we have Supremes, not named Diana Ross. I'll give you a clue. It's not about the musical act. Or you can have Where Was That?
I guess give me Where Was That.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a report this week, what state's wines are going to be more expensive after extensive damage to the wineries from wildfires?
California.
Correct. Which country eliminated the U.S. from next year's World Cup, the first time the men's national team missed the tournament since 1986?
Uruguay.
Trinidad and Tobago. In what country has the region of Catalonia's separatist leader been given until Monday to decide whether it has declared independence? Which country's Supreme Court this week outlawed marital sex with minors in an attempt to protect child brides? Was it Pakistan, India, or the Philippines?
India.
Correct. Where was a man who'd been stabbed in the heart still walk? Where did a man who was stabbed in the heart still walk 5 blocks to a hospital where emergency surgery saved his life? Was it New York, Miami, or Dallas?
Miami.
It was New York. And Catalonia wants to be free from Spain.
Brutal.
Todd, you got the one. You got the four. Oh, 5 points, and we're in quadruple punishment territory here.
Close to you.
Close to you.
I love Rick Moranis, but that gets me every time. All right. Have a great weekend, Todd. Thanks for playing. And here comes our final contestant for today. Hi, Tammy. Tammy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. You want to plug something?
Well, I'm sitting here in traffic with my husband, so we're going to be a co-team. Is that okay?
Okay. Give us a traffic report from where you are.
We're stuck in traffic on the Poplar Street Bridge, not moving very much at all.
Eastbound
here
or westbound?
Eastbound.
Oh, good luck. Tim will tell you why that's all screwed up like that in just a couple of minutes. Okay. In the meantime, Supreme's not named Diana Ross. That's because this is a category about the Supreme Court. Tony? Tammy, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Not you, Cal.
Who was the first female Supreme Court justice?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
That's correct. I can hear him. That's okay. True or false on the top floor of the Supreme Court, there's a basketball court called the highest court in the land.
It's crazy enough to be true.
It is. Which of these Supreme Court justices has not appeared on U.S. currency? Earl Warren, Salmon P. Chase, or John Marshall?
John Marshall.
Earl Warren. Which U.S. president decided Supreme Court justices should not wear British-style white powdered wigs? Washington, Jefferson, or Lincoln?
Jefferson.
Correct. Who was the only Supreme Court justice to become president of the United States? John Quincy Adams, William Howard Taft, or Benjamin Harrison?
Benjamin Harrison.
Oh, I thought we'd have one winner this week.
Oh, no!
It was big, fat old William Howard Taft. Yeah, yeah, really.
Oh, man.
And by the way, Salmon P. Chase was on the $10,000 bill. Which was
never seen one of those.
No, either have I. It was never really in circulation. And John Marshall was on the $500 bill, which has been out of circulation for a couple of decades now.
Oh, man.
So,
well, thanks.
So, what's your name, sir?
Cal?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Cal and Tammy combined for 7 points and earned Go ahead.
And decided to create a dream come true.
Here we go.
So, they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and gold spray in your eyes so blue. That is why.
I don't even know the words.
Well, then you offered to sing along. Look, I don't want to cause a marital dispute in traffic, but I thank you both very much for playing. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. We listen to you every Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. That's the Harris Challenge for this Friday. Come back and try it again next week, right after the 5 o'clock news. Or if you've missed previous editions, you'll find the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. By the way, I will be here Monday afternoon when my very special guest will be legendary TV newsman Bob Schieffer, who's got a new book out about fake news, which leads me to billboard the next thing I have for you, which are true stories known as knuckleheads in the news, right after this.
Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stuart's American Mortgage.
Hi, John Grayson here. Fall has officially arrived, and what a fantastic time for you to join us in Waterloo, Illinois. You can watch the leaves as they change, and of course you can stop by JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. On the menu at JV's, you'll always find the best in barbecue. Whether it's the beef brisket, the pulled pork, or the pulled chicken, you just can't go wrong. And of course, the barbecue ribs are a favorite. And it's football time as well, so whether it's Saturday or Sunday, you can stop in and enjoy the game, and of course, some great pizza and wings to go along with it. The barbecue wings, again, among the favorites at JV's. It's a terrific family atmosphere. You can also, if you're 21 and up, enjoy one of the 12 beers they have on tap. And those are new brands coming in all the time, including some new entries for fall. And, of course, a full bar for you in addition to that. And some video gaming for those 21 and up as well. Spend the day, walk around, enjoy the sights, and check out some of the great antique stores and more in downtown Waterloo, Illinois. But make sure you stop by for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 117 North Main Street. Look for the big American flag on the side of the building. It's JV's Downtown Bar and Grill.
Are you hiring? Join over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
American Eagle Credit Union's Visa Signature Credit Card is here. Imagine earning 1.5% cash back on every purchase. That's right, 1.5% cash back. No limit, no changing purchase categories, and no annual fee. All of this from your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. Stop by your local branch today and open an account, or visit them online, ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. All loans subject to approval. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Started by my dad in 1957, we've just celebrated our 60th birthday. It's an honor to carry on Dad's legacy, one of integrity and quality. We cut no corners and use only the best materials. We install every style of residential and commercial fence, even custom designs. We've long been known as the premier fence company in the St. Louis area, but we do much more. We service virtually all of your home renovation needs. We like to say that we'll build your fence and almost anything on the inside of it. Whether it be a deck, pergola, carport, retaining wall, home remodeling, or room addition, think Easter. Our team of custom home builders are the finest anywhere. With Easter, you'll be confident that your project will turn out beautiful and will be something that you enjoy and take pride in for years to come. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. The holidays are coming, the time when family and friends get together. This year, wow them with your home's warmth and beauty, created by new window treatments from 3-Day Blinds. With so many stylish, affordable choices of blind, shade, shutters, or drapes, 3-Day Blinds takes all the guesswork and legwork away by bringing the showroom to you with custom window fashions to fit your taste and budget. Just relax and decide in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds design consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Best of all, you're buying the smart way straight from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, window fashions all we do, and for nearly 40 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Transform your home for the holiday season and lower utility bills year-round with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Right now, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. To schedule your free in-home design consultation, call 800-806-7422. That's 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422.
Gila Tech has been the leader in responding, unearthing the problem, and offering an exact solution for leaky basements and foundation repairs for 30 years. I'm Joe Buck. I put my trust in Gila Tech, and so should you.
Heal your home with Gila Tech.
Have you had a bad day, a stressful week? I may have the solution. This is Steve Light, host of the Retire Worry Free Show, heard tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Let's work together and try to turn every day into a Saturday. Let's get you retired. See you tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. You begin in Sofia, Bulgaria, where a man lit up a cigarette at a gas station while he was filling his tank. Brilliant. Clerk goes over and says, sir, please put out the cigarette. Guy refuses, argues with the clerk. That's when the clerk turns, grabs a fire extinguisher from its holder next to the pump, and without warning, douses the customer with foam. The guy's car door was open during the dousing, so the interior of the car was completely covered, so much so that the passengers in the car had to get out. Meanwhile, if you've seen the video of this, there's another customer also pumping gas at the same station who doesn't even flinch at any of this going on 6 feet away. In Casper, Wyoming, police got a call late one night about a man who was very drunk in public. When they found the guy, he claimed he was from the year 2048 and had come back in time to warn the people of Casper that aliens will arrive next year and that they should leave as soon as possible. He also demanded to speak to the president of the town. Not the president of the Virgin Islands, the president of Casper, Wyoming. When police asked the man if he was drunk, he explained that the reason he smelled that way was because the aliens had filled his body with alcohol.
Yes.
Right. Cops, of course, did not believe him. And that's when the man realized, I was supposed to be transported to the year 2018, not 2017. Damn aliens. Meanwhile, in the real world, he was transported not to the mothership, but to the jailhouse. Matt Burrow sent in our third story today from Largo, Florida, about a robbery at the Achieva Credit Union. And after it, police were on the lookout for the suspect who had implied to the teller he had a gun and got away with a bunch of money. They investigated, and Pinellas County deputies arrested a guy named William Joe Johnson at a motel where he was staying. He admitted he'd robbed the bank because he really needed the money. He was so inexperienced in this, he had actually Googled how to rob a bank. He said he'd originally planned to rob a different bank, but he walked out when he saw the teller in that bank was a big guy who scared him. So he went to the credit union instead. He spent the money from the robbery on three things. You'll be able to guess one of them. Number one, rent. Number two, bills. Number three, drugs. The police report says he's no longer a guest of the motel, but he has a room in the county jail. And thanks to our colleague Frank Ladd for our fourth story today from Edgecombe, Maine, where Nancy Atwell was so well-respected as a teacher that she won the Varkey Foundation's $1 million Global Teacher Prize in 2015. With that kind of money in the bank, locals in Edgecombe were surprised to hear that Nancy had pleaded guilty to shoplifting a $14.99 blouse in 2016. Well, she made a deal then to keep her out of jail if she would stay out of trouble for 2 years. You know, probation. She didn't make it. Last week, she was charged with stealing a $28 dog leash. By the way, Nancy has a history as a serial stealer, and she was also charged with theft in 2014. No word on whether she still has most of the $1 million prize or her job at the Center for Teaching and Learning, or if she's still there and one of the classes is Kleptomania 101.
Does she own a dog?
She's going to. And it's not hers now. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. If you've got one to contribute, like Frank and Matt, email it to paul@harrisonline.com. And come back next. Well, actually, I'll have a new batch for you Monday afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, you've got an accident. Now it is on eastbound Highway 70 west of the Blanchette Bridge. They were working with an accident on westbound Highway 4064 right around Highway 364. We're already jammed up from 94 out through Highway 70 anyway. That's in the middle of it. We have eastbound 4064 downtown slowing. You are from about near Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge, and that's basically because of the road work that's going on. It's just two lanes going over the bridge. On eastbound Highway 270, things running slow now between McDonnell and New Florissant, and southbound 270 is getting better. Some slow pockets now from Olive down through Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Come to B-Dubs this football season, and while you're there, be sure to try their limited-time-only Blue Moon barbecue sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, let me tell you about Fast Eddie's. You may have heard the name before, Fast Eddie's Bonaire in Alton. It's been around for 40 years. I mean, talk about staying power. Fast Eddie's has got the coldest beer in town and great food that doesn't cost you a lot. You can go in there and get their world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp or the Fast Eddie burger or the Big Elwood or the hot chick on a stick. This food is delicious and ridiculously underpriced. And this time of the year, they're getting a lot of people coming out to their huge outdoor patio. How huge is it? Eddie bought the street next to his bar so he could build a patio that was even bigger than the one he had before. That's because Eddie doesn't mess around. And if you're into football, college, or pro, lots of screens there to catch all the games, and they've got live entertainment as well, some of the area's best bands. If you're having a bachelor party, a bachelorette party, a company getaway, or it's just Friday afternoon and you're looking for someplace to go with cold beer and good food that won't break your bank, you want to go to Fast Eddie's in Bonaire. All you have to do is be 21 or over. Go across the Clark Bridge into Alton and make a right. Look for the Fast Eddie sign. Or if you're already in Alton, you can literally ask anyone there. Everyone in Alton knows how to get to Fast Eddie's Bonaire. If you want to see them online, FastEddiesBonaire.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-600-4133. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-600-4133. Again, that's 1-800-600-4133.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blom with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. And I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes.
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit FICSTL.org. That's FICSTL.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit FICSTL.org.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Jefferson Starship. One of the groups that'll be at the Family Arena in St. Charles tomorrow night for the Sounds of the 70s concert with Foghat, Pure Prairie League, and the Atlanta Rhythm Section.
I'm playing this song in tribute to Josh Gilbert, who stayed to work phones for us for the Harris Challenge because he loves this song.
Oh, okay. There you go. I didn't know we took requests.
Well, it's a thank you because he helped us out.
Last weekend, I went to Las Vegas, and some friends of mine were surprised to hear that I went because it was only a week after the massacre at Mandalay Bay. They asked if I was worried and if I'd considered canceling the trip, but I told them, no reason to do so. That'd be like refusing to fly anywhere after a plane crash. I know that the shooter killed almost 5 dozen people and wounded 10 times that, but he was dead and there was no threat of a follow-up, so I don't live my life in fear. A couple of family members told me before I left, be careful, which also seemed silly to me, because no amount of caution is going to protect anybody from a madman who's willing to kill you at random. I would bet you that most of the people who were at that country music festival were being careful. I know there are irresponsible idiots everywhere, but there's nothing those people could have done to avoid a bullet slicing through their flesh that day, except not go to that concert. The bottom line is that there was no extra measure of preparation necessary for my Vegas trip. Just the usual. Don't count your money in public. Don't try to bluff a guy at the poker table if he always calls. And don't play the new roulette wheel at the Venetian that has not just zero and double zero, but an extra triple zero space that they label S, because triple zero wouldn't look good. That, by the way, gives the house an additional 2.5% edge no matter what number you play on that wheel. Not going to be a problem for me, because I don't play roulette anywhere, and also because I refuse to give Venetian owner Sheldon Adelson even a penny of my money. I will tell you that from my time there, and again, this is just a week after the massacre at Mandalay Bay, there probably were some tourists who did stay away, but I couldn't tell. Everywhere I went, the sidewalks were packed, the poker tables were as full as they usually are this time of the year, the lines to get into the nightclubs were ridiculously long. Have you been to Vegas, Max?
I have not.
In the big hotels, Aria, Bellagio, Caesar's Palace, and even in some of the smaller ones, they've got these nightclubs that appeal to people half or less my age. That's fine. I'm just, I don't drink, so even when I was that age, I wasn't going to go in there. I don't like pounding music. But they line up by the hundreds to get into these clubs. And essentially, if you want to sit down or get a bottle, you're going to have to pay through the nose. They have bottle service. It's like, let's get a bottle of vodka for the four of us. Okay, mm-hmm. That'll be $400. Oh, you want to sit down in this area? That'll be $1,000. And yet they go in there and, I mean, there are hundreds of 20-somethings and 30-somethings going to these places, all happy to, I guess, overpay and not be able to hear a single word anyone said. Which, by the way, was exactly the same thing that was being said about my generation when we were going to clubs, but the overpay is now times 10. I don't want to come off as that cranky old guy. Fine. You want to go? It's fine. I have no problem with that. While I was there, I never went anywhere near Mandalay Bay, just because it was not on my route to wherever I was going, so I didn't see the site of the concert slash massacre. But there were signs up and down the strip on a lot of the hotels. They have these big electronic signs out on the strip, and they all had the hashtag Vegas Strong. And I know at the Vegas Golden Knights hockey game the other night, which was the first ever for a new team in the NHL, they had a very solemn ceremony there, and people were talking about Vegas Strong. And one of my Lyft drivers told me that in addition to the first responders and medical personnel who were going above and beyond last Sunday, a lot of local mental health professionals have been offering counseling since then, not just for the victims and their families, but anybody in town who had been at the show or was affected by it. So that's good. And that's what I like to think about when we have things like this. Just like the people who have tried to come to the aid of the people in Puerto Rico. There's a rapper named Pitbull who has a private plane. He's been using that private plane to shuttle people who are in the hospital down there back to the mainland of the United States so that they can get the medical care they need instead of having to be in a place where there's no electricity and no supplies. That's the kind of thing I like. The people who became the Cajun Army, I'm sorry, the Cajun Navy in Houston, with their John boats and their other flat-bottom boats going out and helping collect people from this neighborhood or the other. That's where we get the humanity of the helpers, as I call it. Those are the people I think about, in addition to the victims and their families. I would rather think about that than allow something horrible that happened in the past tense to make me worried in the present tense or the future tense. So that's what Vegas was like when I was there. And if you were thinking of going there or to any of the places that I've mentioned that have suffered from that, including California, where they're devastated by wildfires. We just heard this afternoon 90,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in California because of these wildfires. Don't give up on these places. You know, they'll rebuild and you'll still be able to go there. Vegas is open for business. Houston is open for business. All the various places that are hit by all of these hurricanes. Puerto Rico, not open for business. Mostly because there's no way to serve you. It's a great tourist destination, but don't fly there and expect to stay at the Hyatt and have a good time. There's probably no power there. Over 90% of that island has no power. And the notion that we're going to pull out of there the FEMA people who have been helping out and making life even incrementally better is just cruel beyond words, if you ask me. So I prefer to try to focus on the positive of the first responders and the locals and the residents and everybody else who does whatever they can to help out in situations like this. I do want to say one thing about the wildfires and to a certain extent the places that get flooded. If you lost your house to a natural disaster like that, in a place that's prone to natural disasters like that, would you rebuild? Would you say, okay, I'm going to rebuild it with the check I get from the insurance company?
I would rebuild it elsewhere.
Yeah, I would move.
Yes.
I would find another place. Now, this is not the same as the Chesterfield Valley to me, because after the 93 flood got cleaned up, after everything there was wiped out, except for Annie Guns and the smokehouse, everything else was wiped out there. They built up the levees even higher. They went from 100-year levees to 500-year levees, and they haven't even come close to being topped since then. So that was maybe a better way to do this, but how are you going to stop wildfires? You can't build something high enough to stop something that's going to burn you down. So I just wonder why people keep doing it, particularly the ones who live in specific flood zones where they've been flooded out of their house by a river more than once. And I'm talking about people who live along the Merrimack.
Short memories.
Short memories, or hoping that the next time around it won't be them.
Yeah.
It won't be you if you don't live there. Find another place. All right, one other story I had to mention before we go today. An American woman and her Canadian husband and their three children were freed from captivity in Pakistan this week by the Pakistani security forces. They had been held hostage for 5 years by the Haqqani Network, which is part of the Taliban, or affiliated with the Taliban anyway. The couple is an American woman named Caitlin Coleman. She's 31. And her husband, a Canadian guy named Joshua Boyle, who's 33, they were kidnapped in 2012 while they were traveling as tourists in Afghanistan. Now, you talk about the insanity of rebuilding in a wildfire zone. How about the insanity of thinking we're just going to be tourists in Afghanistan? Why would you go as a tourist to a war-torn country and expect things to be good? She was pregnant at the time and gave birth in captivity. But But that's not the most shocking part of this story.
I don't know.
No, this is the most shocking part of the story. They had two more children born in captivity. Now, I realize that you're probably just the two of you in your cell with your baby, and things turn to whatever things turn to when you're in your 20s. Obviously, the Taliban is not providing you with condoms or birth control pills. But since you're being held as hostage, and you have no idea when you're going to get out of there, or if you're going to get out of there, or if when you do get out, everyone in your family is going to be allowed to live, you don't know if you're going to be rescued. Year one goes by. Year two goes by.
You don't know if your kids are going to be safe.
Why are you having more than the one kid that you were going to have because she was pregnant when you got there? I don't get that. I don't understand that. And I wonder what kind of medical care you got when the first kid was born in captivity that made you think, well, we could do this safely a second and third time. Now, apparently the kids did come out safely, and that's good. But, you know, there are people in the world who say, boy, the world is really messed up right now. I would not want to bring a kid into this world.
Sure.
How about you're in a jail cell being held hostage in Afghanistan? Don't you have that conversation? Boy, I wouldn't want to bring any more kids into this world.
Right.
This world that's 8 by 12.
We're in a really bad place here. Let's not bring in more
people. In a stone jail cell, perhaps having more infants here. Did the Taliban provide them with formula and nutritional food for these kids? I'm guessing not, particularly if any of these kids are girls, and that's what I looked up and I could not find out. Remember how the Taliban treated girls like Malala, who just wanted to try to get an education in that country. So imagine you're pregnant and you know you're going to have a girl, and you're in Taliban country, and the Taliban is going to... At what age do you start being forced to wear a burqa in Taliban land? I don't know. It just... I understand biology, believe me, and I understand lust and romance and all of that. But I also wonder how much of that eventually has to be put aside. You know, honey, I love you, but maybe we can do some things that won't end up making me pregnant in captivity.
Parcheesi.
I was thinking of other things.
Okay.
Of a naked nature.
Parcheesi.
Naked Parcheesi. Okay, fine. 5 years, and you come out with three kids. And since I only have a minute left here, one other thing I want to mention. Jimmy Fallon's numbers on The Tonight Show are down significantly compared to a year ago. While Stephen Colbert is now the number one host in late night on CBS, and Jimmy Kimmel, who has really come out of his shell in the last couple of weeks, taking on the health care issue because he had a son who was born with a heart defect and needed surgery as a brand new baby little infant. He took that on and talked about that, and he's talked about other things like that. And he's almost beating Jimmy Fallon. It's either because people want to see more of that stuff in late night, or because people are sick and tired of just having guests come on and play games. I know I am. Sometimes I'll look through the guide and I'll see, oh, Jimmy Fallon's got somebody on there I want to see. The interview is ridiculous.
It's awful.
And then they're doing who can do the best spit take or some other ridiculous thing.
Jimmy Fallon is that guy who comes to a house party and he's fun, but then you never want him to come back because he's the same guy. It's just boring now.
We don't all want to play charades tonight. I think that's a big factor that people are not talking about. That the cute and funny thing wears off after a while. Big time. That's all the time I have for you. Stand by for Fox 2 News at 6, and then Brendan will be here with the sports show, and then Jay will be here with the Jay show later on tonight. I'll see you Monday afternoon with Bob Schieffer here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, Paul, in this accident on eastbound Highway 70, it was reported west of the Blanchette Bridge. It's actually east of the Blanchette Bridge. Two right lanes are blocked, and traffic is running slow from about 5th Street near the Earth City Expressway. We have westbound drivers slowing from 270 out there to take a look at it. Southbound 270 looking a lot better. We're just slow now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Highway 44. Westbound 40 still running Kings Highway through about McCausland. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's heavy from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, a little slowdown east of McDonald through 170. And we are looking at westbound 40 out in St. Charles County, running slow in pockets between K and Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by Audible.com. Audible turns traffic into an escape. Mysteries, sci-fi, bestsellers, and motivation audiobooks. Ride with Audible and transform your commute. Start a 30-day trial and your first one's free. Go to Audible.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time she says,
"Let's build a fire,"
go out to the wood pile, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood. But unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it. While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Yeah!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center. And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off. What a concept.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Hey, it's John Carney for Allen Roofing, and with storm season, again, the top of your house getting a beating. Turn to a name you can trust, people that are local and have been here a while. And when I say a while, I mean 1972. Contractor Magazine has named them one of the tops in the country. So for your siding, for your gutters, for your roof, turn to somebody and somebody here. They've done their homework. Do yours. Allen Roofing, online at aroofing.net.
I'm Kelly Jackson.
And I'm Jennifer Blum.
We're both animal lovers.
Here's your invite to help us raise money for the APA Adoption Center.
Join us for the Ladies of Local News, a night of unplugged, unscripted conversation about their experiences on local news, plus what they're up to now.
Karen Voss, Betsy Bruce, Cindy Presler, Sharon Stevens, Christine Buck, and Robin Smith will answer all your burning questions.
It's Wednesday night, October 18th from 6 to 8:30. Tickets are $35 for wine, appetizers, plus you'll be helping homeless pets.
Buy your tickets at MetroTix.com or here at the KTRS Studio in Westport Plaza.
Six businesses burglarized overnight here in South City, one for the second time in 3 weeks. The suspects? One is only 15. The other is young.
Plus, a Fox 2 News exclusive. A two-year-old girl critically injured months ago after she was hit by a car heads home. Also new at 6, why there was a long line outside this Belleville tattoo shop this Friday the 13th.
First on Fox tonight, an overnight crime spree in South St. Louis leaves six businesses damaged and some of them missing cash. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Brown.
And I'm Jasmine Huda, in tonight for Sandy Miller. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live, where residents say they support police, but they say these officers should try something new in fighting crime. Rocky.
Yeah, that's right, Jasmine. Now, the suspects...